Hey, friend, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And as we did yesterday, I'm going to be praying for two countries. One is a big one. So I'll be praying for Niger in Africa and North Korea in Asia. And so, Lord Jesus, we lift up Niger to you, and we pray for those 24 million people that there would be a strong witness of who you are. Visit them with signs and wonders. And of course, we lift up North Korea to you. And we pray that just as you did in China, that you would raise up your church in the underground, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Lord, I pray by some sort of miracle you would get Pray Every Day into both Niger and North Korea. We trust you for this. We believe you for this. And we know that you're capable. And we thank you ahead of time in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to finish Exodus chapter 4, verses 16 through 31 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. He will be your spokesman to the people. This is God talking about Aaron. It will happen that he will be to you a mouth, and you will be to him as God. You shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive." Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, "Go, return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead." Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took God's rod in his hand. Yahweh said to Moses, "When you go back into Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. You shall tell Pharaoh, 'Yahweh says, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have said to you, let my son go that he may serve me. And you have refused to let him go. Behold, I will kill your firstborn son.'" On the way out of lodging place, Yahweh met Moses and wanted to kill him. Then Zipporah took a flint and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet. And she said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me." So he let him alone. Then she said, "You are a bridegroom of blood because of the circumcision." Yahweh said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." He went and met him on God's mountain and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all Yahweh's words with which he had sent him, and all the signs with which he had instructed him. Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, there's something that I never caught before, and so I just want to thank you for the beauty of your scriptures and how there's always something new. There's always a layer to the Word of God, and I'm so grateful. It says that Moses took his wife and his sons and sent them on a donkey to return to the land of Egypt, and I just think about all the times that donkeys are mentioned in the New Testament, and that when Joseph and Mary were getting the census taken, they were on a donkey, and they also fled to Egypt, no doubt on a donkey. And so here we have the reverse true. We have someone coming from Egypt, or going to Egypt as well. It's the same. And just that beauty of this imagery. And then we also see Jesus seated on a donkey as he's going into Jerusalem, and they're saying, Hosanna. And so, Lord, there's just so much beauty in your Word of God. And so I pray today for my friend listening, that when they read your word, they would have open hearts, open minds, open eyes to see the layers and the textures of your word. And Lord, thank you for being so clear with Moses. You let him know exactly what you're going to do. You've prepared him for what is going to come ahead. And Lord, I know sometimes I have needed that in my own life, where there was a particular year in our lives where before the year began, you told me that the year's word was subtraction. And I was like, what in the world does that mean? And soon after the beginning of the year, my husband lost his job, and there was so many things taken from me. I lost my literary agent. I lost my job. There was just so much going on, so much subtraction. But you did so much in that year, and you had prepared us by giving us that word. And so, Lord, prepare my friend for what is to come. Give them a word of preparation so that when they go through the valley of the shadow of death, when they go through the testing, they can look back on that moment when they heard from you and say, okay, it's going to be all right. God has already prepared me for this. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for loving us enough to know that we're just so frail and needy, and we need to know We need to be comforted by you. And so we trust you. We choose to trust you right now that you have us in your hands and that you love us so well. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen to this podcast. It just helps more people find the podcast. And better yet, just send it to a friend who might need to know that they're being prayed for. Have an amazing day, friend, and you are worth loving and your life is worth living.